singer, the rapping girl Flex, Lady Girl 2.0. Let's go. Scoffed at my acorn era, didn't think I'd be the oak. So before you assume and talk crud, it's probably best you choke. God's favourite, under angels' wings, is prophesied as my haven. Blessed to serve up what you lot have clearly been craving. It's your tongue, go crazy, but bear this in mind, baby. Raise it on a minus and it has to fall, and that's on God who made me. Powerful on my knees, geez, I mean, I pray with conviction. Ancestral truths flow from me, and yet I've mastered diction. Can you hear them when they sing for me? The ancestors make sure blessings gling for me. Steps guided so I never falter. Ever humbled when they meet me at the altar. There's a day of hope, may I live to see, when our hearts are happy and our souls are free. Let the new day dawn, oh Lord, I pray. We'll never get to heaven till we reach that day. A day of hope, a day of pride, a day of justice we have been denied. Let the new day dawn, oh Lord, I pray. We'll never get to heaven till we reach that day. Big tune for all the musical theater girlies. You know that's from Ragtime. Yeah. Anyway, it's me, Kelechi, the baby girl in a blessed place to be. Maybe other people want to take that saying as well. Help yourselves. Suck your mom. Let's all do it, because that's what we're doing. Ooh, not me. Coming out straight off the bat. Anyway, I'm sorry. Sorry, not sorry. I know that you were waiting for this episode because you want to talk about Trump. Let's talk about Trump, baby. Let's talk about fuckery. Let's talk about all the good things, all the bad things, white supremacy. Let's talk about it. Nah. I put on some hoop earrings and I said, baby, I'm salt and pepper. Yeah, I'm, what's her name? T-Boss and... Do I want to be Lisa Left Eye? Rest in peace, baby girl. Rest in peace. Anyway, thank you for joining me again. It's me, Kelechi, like I said, and we're back at the altar space. And you must be wondering, like, how do I have this energy when all of the things are going so, so horrendously wrong in the world? But let me tell you something. The excitement that has moved through my body today, it's almost like I'm being reminded time and time again of what my assignment and what my destiny is in this life. Like, I might not know the ins and outs of what I'm meant to do here, but let me tell you, when chaos arrives, I thrive. I thrive because I'm like, I've been telling y'all niggas. You know, I don't even like to use that L word, but I like that meme. But no, I've been telling you lot, like, it has to get very, very bad before it can get better. And people keep wanting to hide from themselves. Nobody wants to take accountability. A lot of people do not want to take accountability for who they are. You are not being given the chance to hide behind Kamala. You're not being given that chance. We have to wake up to how sick this world actually is. And there are so many ways that we could go with this. But like I said, there was no good choice. And for all of the things that, people are like, oh, first of all, let me say, I don't think this is over. I don't know if by the time I've recorded this, dropped it to you lot. No, by the time I've recorded this, sent it to Brent. Brent's dropped it to you lot. I don't know if Kamala would have conceded. I don't know. But what I'm saying is Thursday, as in the 7th of October, what happened on the 7th? Oh, I know what happened on the 7th of October last year. Yeah. But that might be linked. Thank you, ancestors. That might be linked. 7th of November. Between 7th of November and 19th of November, shit's about to get crazy. Like misinformation, hacking, recount, riot, sort of recounts and riots. Is that why I want to name this episode? I don't even know. But, or we need to talk about Trump, baby. I don't know. I think it's too soon to even be thinking about titles. What entered my eye? God. I was going to ask something really wild and it's highly inappropriate for what we're talking about right now. But those of you, no, I'm not doing it. No, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying what kept you. No. I'm going to be a better person. One way or another, I'm going to be a better person and not make random references to come. I'm not doing it. I'm giving my life to Christ, even though the Christians on Instagram don't want to believe that because they have the monopoly on Christ. But what was I saying? So to me, I don't think it's over. There's something afoot. Trump kept saying, I have all the votes I need. I have all the votes. How do you know you have all the votes you need before we've even gone to the voting booth? It's giving Scandal. If you haven't watched the series Scandal, it's finished now, but you can still watch back the episodes. It's giving hacking. It's giving rigging. But at the same time, so what? So what? Like everything astrologically that I've seen said Kamala. At one point I saw Trump, but I more saw Trump in terms of that he's notorious because he gets assassinated. But I don't know. But even when I ask the pendulum, it's like Kamala. Astrologers that I think are hard body, Kamala. So maybe God changed their mind. I don't know. But something doesn't feel right. But either way, the birth chart of America doesn't change. Colby Barrett said this. The birth chart of America doesn't change. Our birth charts don't change. What's going to happen is going to happen either way. Like, you know what I've been saying? Now, this eye thing is really pissing me off. I've been saying it recently. Like, anybody can be used as a vehicle of white supremacy, but more so, anybody can be used as a physical vessel for whatever is going to play out celestially, to play out on Earth. As above, so below. And you can't fight the feeling. You can't avoid this. We can't avoid this. It's gonna get mad. Not gonna lie, it's gonna get mad. I don't think it's as neat as one would believe. But let's say that nothing happens and so many of us that look to the sun and the moon and the stars, whatever the case may be, we got it wrong. Fine. But something all right. But and also, shouldn't we sit down and really, really take time in this moment to ask ourselves how we got here? I, as you would know already, didn't give a fuck either way because to me, they were both a terrible choice. And what America was more being shown is you can't, as all of us, not just America, being shown that you can't keep saying that, oh, well, I only have terrible choices to choose from, so this is what I'm going to do. Trump didn't actually say anything worthwhile that he's actually going to see through. Neither did Kamala. She was more focused on letting everybody know, I'm not Trump. Okay, girl, you're not Trump, so who are you? It's only when he cornered her into "you're black" that she started doing the, You know what I mean? I don't know what you mean. You went to go and sit with black men in a fucking barbershop, girl. And to be fair, that helped. You know what? From what I'm seeing so far of how the poll broke down, only 20% of black men voted for Trump. Cool. Because I thought it was going to be more. And if it was more, I was going to tell all of you to check your black men and get a refund. Send them back. But Latino men? Oh. Hey. I want papi chulo. The papi said, yeah, fascism, run it. The papi said, fascism, por favor, is what them man said. They said, living la vida fascism, is what them man said. Yeah? We have a white man problem. We have a Latino man problem. We have a white woman problem. We do. And something's got to be done, because black women keep showing up at the polls, doing what they feel that they need to do, however misguided I might believe it to be. They still organized and did what they needed to do. But one thing I also need you to recognize is, when you push people into the margins, you're not actually stopping their voice. They're just going into the margins to continue discussing with each other. So when all of these platforms were like, yeah, we've kicked Trump off. Okay, but Trump just went on to Truth Social, imagine the name of it as well, and carried on his fuckery there. Look at the fact that I've got this platform. I've got this members area that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you are signed up to hear me talk about things uncensored. You think them men were the ones that gave me the idea? Because they're like, oh, if I can't say it on these platforms, I'm just going to go elsewhere. And you don't want them to go elsewhere because you can't pay, you can't surveil, you can't monitor what they're doing. You can't regulate what they're doing. And so this is what's interesting about life. When we talk about good and bad, I don't think there's any absolute good or absolute bad. There's energy, right? And how people choose to use energy can be destructive or constructive. But sometimes we need to destroy to rebuild. I'm now sounding like one Erykah Badu spoken word artist that isn't trying to make any sense whatsoever. But I need you to stick with me that we are entering into uncertain times, because we will not be able to draw for false dichotomies and binaries any longer, where we're like, oh, that person good, oh, that person bad. Nah, catch me on a particular day. I might show you what hell looks like. It is what it is, baby. But obviously, I know that there are limits to what I would find myself doing in life. And then I'm very, very careful to say that as well, because life will test your limits. You know, I was going to say something really, really sick, but life will test your limits. You can't be like, oh, I would never do such a thing. But if somebody you love, it was either you choose between somebody you love or you do this sick thing, what are you going to do? Does somebody you love dies or you do this sick thing, what are you going to do? And I don't think we sit in that uncomfortable space enough, because we are so addicted to seeing ourselves as good. Even the ones who are fuckers, we're so addicted to seeing ourselves as good and right and true. I come on here all the time and tell you I'm a dickhead in recovery. I don't be knowing shit. I don't know why they let me incarnate, because I am simply here on vibes. On vibes and vibes alone. Not me knocking the mic. I'm here on vibes alone, honey. Because anybody who's pretending to have the answers right now, they should not be trusted. And that's including your pastors. Because, yeah, now I have a vendetta against you lot's pastors. I do. I do. Pastors and priests. Pastors, priests, and puppies can get fucked. Yeah. Oh, that's a title. Pastors, priests, and puppies. I need to make sure I remember that. Anyway, I'm sorry for those who really thought that. And no, I'm not. I can't even make myself say it all the way, because, yeah, you were going to vote for her, but also it means that you couldn't rely on your complacency. And Trump is somebody that overpromises. Half the shit that he says he's going to do, he's not going to do. But that's not, I'm not saying that to make you feel better. I'm more saying that it was likely that Kamala is the villain that the people actually wanted to see through the things that they want. But because she was positioned as a black woman, they said, not only am I not going to vote for a woman, fuck that, I'm not going to vote for a nigger bitch monkey. Add that. Add that. That is what they were voting against. The fact that you are a black woman. Meanwhile, I'm not even going to get into identity politics with you lot, but I just want you to consider colorism when you and how we have these conversations, this one drop rule sort of vibe. Sometimes I don't know, but I'm staying out of it because I don't want to offend anybody and how they identify. But I do feel a sort of spiciness in my heart when I see people who benefit from light skin privilege, who benefit from their proximity to whiteness, mainly for sometimes for some people, not in Kamala's case, through their fathers, for instance. And you've had the experience of elite whiteness, not working class bullshit whiteness, elite whiteness. Then you turn around and be like, I actually identify as a black woman. Oh, well, whoop-de-fucking-do for you. And I believe in black love. Well, you would, because the dark-skinned black men are choosing you, you fucker. I just hate things sometimes. I do. I feel like I'm going off on a tangent, but I just feel like everything is complicated and we pretend like it's not. People are saying, oh, good, see what you lot have done. You voted for hate. Kamala said she's going to give you the most lethal fighting force in the world. Was that love? Is everybody fucking stupid? Trying to create this false binary that, oh, Trump is so evil. And Kamala, you know, she's the better option because she was also evil, you fucking idiot. She was also evil. You just didn't get evil light like you wanted. Evil light, evil zero, right? Sugar-free evil would have made you feel complacent. And the things that you said that you were going to hold her to account and make her do, you weren't going to do. Because the moment she became a president, all of you with your fucking shiny suits and your shiny shoes and your pointy shoes, you would have found yourself in the White House taking photos with her and being like, oh, well, it's our first black. May the spirit of first black leave my people. May the spirit of first black leave my people. First, oh, I'm the first black supervisor of the seventh circle of hell. Yay. Every day wanting, you're so focused on being the first black that you're not even concerned what you're being the first fucking black for. And people can't speak up about it because you're like, oh, well, our ancestors didn't even get to have this chance because they died. So we can stop trying to emotionally gaslight people and manipulate people. Okay, your ancestors died. Ancestors be dying every day, B. My ancestors died so you could vote. And so, but so that means that you should now go and vote like a cunt. Oh, we only had those two options. No, you did not. No, you did not. But everybody's too fucking lazy to consider other options. And that's why it had to be Trump, even if it's momentarily. It has to be him so you could be faced with just what you keep doing and do away with the two-party system. Do away with the system that is not serving you. Absolutely, Russia put money into that. Absolutely, China put money into that. And that's the thing. In the crumbling of the Western imperialist empire that is Europe, that is America, you're seeing how flimsy everything was all along. And I'm going to stand 10 toes down. Y'all motherfuckers ain't been to the moon. Saying that as well. Because if we're going to go conspiracy, let me go down with a bang. He might go down with a bang, though. If he gets unalived, I'm sorry. Me personally, I'm just enraged at how people are reframing all of this, how they reframed Kamala's campaign, how they've reframed Trump's alleged win as this initial victory for her and then this tragedy now in this case. And I'm just like, no, it's tragic either way. Neither of them were really going to do anything. At the very, very last minute is when Kamala's like, oh, I'm going to end the war in Gaza. It's not a fucking war, you cunt. Biden and I are working around the clock. We are working around the clock to get a deal. And we will get the hostages home. And we will make sure the people of Palestine can live with integrity and dignity while Israel continues to thrive. Listen to the rhetoric. They can continue to live with integrity and dignity. What does that mean? What does that mean in the grand scheme of things when they're getting Rice Krispied every time Israel drops a missile? Is everybody fucking crazy? Sounding like one drunk bitch. She's saying things over and over and over again, and that is enough to appease you lot. Meanwhile, in other parts, in other states, in this fucking country, in that fucking country, because I'm not there with them, people are literally submerged in water. Oh, that's for the governors to deal with. So what the fuck is your, what is your use? What is your use? We're not sitting down enough to critically think. We're not. I'm not saying anything, actually. I don't even have to justify myself. If you don't understand the point I'm trying to make, that's on you, because I also don't understand the point I'm trying to, no, I'm joking. What I'm saying is, it's more complicated than just good versus evil, because I ain't all bad, all bad, all bad. I might make you sad. You went and wheeled out Beyonce, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion. Now, that's good, because, you know, if we're going to go to the studio and drop some beats, cool. But we're talking about the fact that genocides are taking place all over the world, and the main culprit is America. You don't want to have a conversation about that. And I feel like a lot of black people don't want to have that conversation, because they, especially if they're American, because they have been conditioned to be capitalists. They have been conditioned to be baby warmongers. And so the idea of choosing anything that isn't that seems unfathomable. And then you now tell them that, oh, and it's a black woman too. Suddenly first black syndrome kicks in and they behave like sleeper agents. And it's like, we must vote for her. We must vote for her. Also, Jill Stein was a fucking ridiculous choice as well. We need to basically reassess how people get into political power. Who funds these people to get into political power? Because even Jill Stein started talking some bullshit at the 11th hour about, yeah, but, you know, Israel, this, that. So you were going to do all of that too? Who wasn't going to fucking support Israel? I want to know that at this point. So I don't know either way. I don't know how this is going to play out, but I just know that we're not done. I know that we're not done. And I don't know what that means, but we're going to have to see. And I'm sorry for those people, and to those people who feel really sad right now. I don't know what I can tell you other than we need to use these feelings to create something better. But you can't keep burying your head under the sand and saying that you've only got the lesser of two evils to choose from. The lesser of two evils is why we've got that fucking cunt Keir Starmer. That cunt Keir. Like, that's why. Kemi, Kamala, Keir, KKK. That's why we've got that. This bitch, when he was campaigning, doing his pledges for government, he said, yeah, I'm going to scrap tuition fees. Students shouldn't have to pay tuition fees. As of what, yesterday or the day before, they've taken the price of tuition fees up. And that is what you get. That is what this country gets. Why? Because when he was going up as leader of the Labour Party, did I not say you, a historically socialist party is choosing somebody who's called Sir, to take up the party leadership role? I know Tony Blair was a fucker, all of that stuff, but sir, oh baby, this is only going to go one way, and that is down. And sure enough, he's doing all of this fuckery. How he's charging, was it inheritance tax to farmers? So eventually you're going to force these farmers to sell to bigger companies, because it's expensive to run a farm. And it reminds me of that whole tradwife thing, when all of these women are talking about, oh, these younger girls, these young white girls specifically. Oh, I thought about that black girl that was picking cotton and she's married to a white man, and she says she loves picking cotton and she lives in America. The world is going to hell in a handbag. Going to hell in a handbag. Anyway, these white girls will get dressed and start baking one kind of bread or making one kind of roast in front of their camera in their kitchen, talking about, oh, I really want to be a trad wife. Do you know how hard it is to run a farm? I just want to live on a farm. I just want to live on a farm and with a beautiful man and just like get away from the hustle and the bustle of like city life, girl, the hustle and bustle of city life, you've got to be up at 4:30 a.m. to go and milk them cows, to go and squeeze them cow titties about a hon, hon, hon. You've got to be up. But that's not what you actually want. You want a plantation. You want a plantation. You want to be a plantation wife. That's what you want. You want black people back on the field. That's the fantasy that you have that you haven't quite realized, but you think it's farm life. You don't want to be out there walking through cow shit and pig shit. That's not what you want. But you don't I hear what you're saying. You don't hear what you're saying. And Trump's alleged win coincides with this uptick of everybody running back to Abrahamic religions, specifically Christianity. He hasn't given us a lick of any sort of Christian tendencies, but the Christians love him. Have you asked yourselves why? Maybe because the Christianity that's packaged across the Western world is actually white supremacy in a wig. I don't know what to tell you. Don't know what to tell you. If you love white supremacy, I swear I don't know what to tell you. Don't know what to tell you. Just don't come the fuck around me. No, where is my album? Get me in the studio. Candy, get me in the studio so we could drop some beats. I really need to. If you don't know that reference, it's Real Housewives of Atlanta. Yeah, NeNe. I don't know what we're going to do. So I think that that's a question for the ancestors. What time are we on? Yeah, I think that that's a question for the ancestors because, honey, I love us. I love us, those of us who are here in this. But out there, outside of this members area, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. But it's a lot. But like I said about Keir Starmer, he's doing that to the farmers, right? And then I've got a social housing flat. So at one point I was like, I'm going to buy my flat. Then I was like, do I want to buy my flat? I don't know. Because the whole point of social housing, if you've then got the money, go and do what you're doing. But realistically, would I afford anything else on the market? I don't know. But my thing is, under conservative government, I got more of a discount that would for right to buy, so I would be able to buy my flat. Keir has just cut that down. He's cut the discount down. Why did it have to come from those who are looking to find some kind of robustness for themselves in terms of the property ladder? Why isn't all the rich people you went for? You went for the discounts for those with to have right to buy. I'm disgusted. But you lot said lesser of two evils. So that's why it's the Labour Party. But show me categorically what the Labour Party is doing to change what else we've been fucking dealing with. What about the parents with children? What's happening with that? Childcare is fucking crazy. Apart from everything else I was paying for, I was paying £1,499 or thereabouts every single month, single-handedly, for Lev's nursery. Just Lev's nursery. Just Lev's nursery. And that was with the 30 free hours that you get, like 30 hours for free with the government, so that you have a code and you give it to the nursery. And so the government subsidizes these 30 hours. I think it's a week or not a week, a month. I don't know. I think it's a month. So they subsidize that. Yes, it's a month. So they subsidize that. And after the discount, I was still paying close to 1,005 for nursery. But you lot are the same ones that will then put, not that I was ever going to abort my baby, but you get what I mean? Like, if people want to then utilize abortion rights, you're saying that they can't. But then when they have the child, they don't have any support to raise the child. So the system actually supports creating chaos, because then you have less of a link to your child. You're overworked, you're stressed, all of that. You're underpaid. You take out the stress on your child. You can't really connect with your child. Your child becomes dysregulated. Your child grows up being violent or gets fed into the system as a disenfranchised, soulless worker. And then that continues to benefit the system. The system is not built to create healthy people. And we need to recognize that. The spiritual is so political. And the political is so spiritual. None of this is happening by chance. And we are all here in this space for a reason. Whatever motivations you might even have for having signed up to the membership to be here in this space with me and you continue to listen week after week after week, I don't know. But what I keep telling you is that one way or another, us lot are linked. And we've got to wake up to something. We've got to do something. And I don't yet know what that is. And I'm not going to be the one to organize it. Just letting you know, Spirit, I will not be the one to organize it. I am tired. Thanks so much. So questions for the ancestors. I feel like that's where we should open up to. Questions for the ancestors. What now? I've been doing a one-to-one reading today, like a chart rectification and tarot reading. And it's actually exhausted me because my back starts to hurt when I've been reading for too long. All right, hold on. The first card we've got is the High Priestess. And I feel like the reason that the High Priestess has come out is to show us that this is a time for us to go inwards into our intuition and work from there. Like the answers aren't going to come from necessarily from the outside world because we are going to find that we are receiving a lot of misinformation. We've then got the Justice card. You see how the world seems to, like there's flames behind her. Yeah, there's flames behind her. This is the 11th card in the major arcana, but because the full card, which is the first card, is numbered zero, this will technically be the 12th card, and 2 + 1 = 3. So we are having to destroy things to create a new beginning, to find a new type of abundance. And this makes me think about the blaxploitation movies that used to come out back in the day. It's time for us to really consider, what does it mean to be black for those who identify as black? What does it mean? Because that isn't enough of a glue to hold us together anymore if we don't look beyond that. There were many problems with Kamala. And yet people didn't want to talk about it because it was like, oh, we're focused on the first black. But you see how she's got her sword of intellect, right? This figure on the Justice card whilst standing between two pillars. And ideally, in the traditional deck, the High Priestess is also standing between two pillars. And it's showing us that we can't keep going with this idea of, oh, like I said, the lesser of two evils, that, oh, it's either this or that. But what if it isn't that? And then we've got the Queen of Cups. This is a time of nurturing, of going, again, I keep saying going inwards. This is a time of nurturing, really thinking about what media, social media is also feeding us and what we are taking in emotionally. And also for women especially, to consider how the things that play out politically and how our power is taken away also happens in relationships, especially if you date cisgendered heterosexual men, not allowing for the power to be taken away from you because you're waiting for something from them. You're waiting. After a while, you've got to consider that if my sense of loving myself means that I have to sacrifice that to get a man, not even just to love you, because most men struggle with love in that way, to partner with you, is it actually worth it? Meanwhile, this Trump campaign has also showed us that there are men, and I've said this before, between the ages of, I would say, 18 and 45, 48, who are being radicalized in the worst way on the internet. It is no surprise that Trump went on Joe Rogan's podcast and that helped him greatly. Like, we are not paying attention to who these men are paying attention to, especially those who felt like they lacked a robust or loving father figure. They gravitate towards these men with podcasts and they will take anything that's been sold to them. And that is how you start cults. If you think about, for instance, what I'm thinking about this because I'm looking at the Queen of Cups card, right? When you think about how Adolf Hitler, Taurus, many dictators actually have Taurus placement. Someone showed me that today. Taurus, Leo, or Scorpio, they have those placements. I think a bit of Capricorn as well, but yeah, anyway. Not Libra, honey. Not Libra. Because we're that card, we're the Justice card. This is a Libra card, right? But nobody asked me about that. Two is important. Two, duality, because the High Priestess is numbered as two, but also would be the third card, and the Major Arcana is the 12th card. 2 plus 1 equals 3. So we come back to 2 and 3. Something growing in succession. Think about Trump's whole campaign. He didn't bother with facts because he didn't need facts over emotion. And he tapped into something that's really important to note, that when these podcasters, when all of these people are doing things, they're not tapping into facts, they are tapping into emotion. So those who, for instance, love off Joe Rogan's podcast, sometimes he brings people on that have sense, again, tapping into emotion. But ultimately, it's emotion that he plays off, not really facts. The fact that people feel disenfranchised, they feel like nobody else is listening to them. So they want to be seen. They want to feel heard, even though they're not the ones talking. He and his guests are talking, and you are just the bystanders. You are just the onlookers. But people will still go towards that shit. And that's the same thing that Trump would do. He wasn't giving people any hard and fast things that he would do. In fact, he was just insulting people, insulting demographics of people constantly. And it riled other people up. It made them feel emotions. When he was kicked off mainstream social media, he went and was in the being on those other social media platforms. And again, riling up emotion in people that this wasn't fair. So if there happens to be, for instance, a recount, and if that recount goes Kamala's way, those followers of his will burn America down. They will burn shit down. 6th of January will not have anything on what these guys are going to do. Guys and gals, we will have nothing on what they're about to do if he's then made to feel like it was stolen from him or it was snatched away from him. You're not gonna hear the end of it, but you're gonna see it. So I think about that, and I think about Hitler. Hitler wasn't really coming with facts on facts. He was just coming with a feeling, right? And he riled up emotion in people. They'd lost the First World War. Everybody was feeling a type of way about it. And they were broke, they were poor. And then he came out with Mein Kampf, and he was like, yeah, we shouldn't have to be like this. And he had a powerful way of speaking to people, and he got them to then do what he wanted, which was many atrocities. And because the people remained poor, the atrocities that he required them to do came with payment. So they would do them. That sounds awfully like what's about to happen now. I've realized that the majority of people are not smart. And it scared me that people can be blown whichever way required. People are not smart. People are not encouraged to critically think. And even those who believe themselves to be critically thinking aren't really. They've just absorbed racist or right-wing rhetoric. Oh, who's calling me consistently? Let me just get this before it interrupts our vibe, our zhuzh. Anyway, I'm back. I feel like that call happened at just the right time. But yeah, and I thought I put my phone on do not disturb as well. Well, that goes to show that whatever needs to come through will come through. And it's so funny. I was going on about the Empress. And the Empress card is actually here. The Empress card is actually here as one of the cards. So the Empress card speaks about fertility, and it's also about reaping what you sow, because we see the wheat here as well, the time of harvest. And there's only so long that an empire like America can continue to hide from its true identity. All of us at some point in our lives have to meet ourselves. And I was looking at the rhetoric of everybody being like, oh, you know, we built this country. This is not the America I know. What the fuck is wrong with you? What America do you know? What America do you know? What the hell? I put it on do not disturb. No, that is actually a message that no matter how much you try to ignore it, the call is coming from inside the Ross Clark house. You can't ignore it. Like, we are being woken up on a very, very serious vibe. Some people might be like, girl, that was just a coincidence. There is no such thing as coincidences. There's no such thing as coincidences. So that was meant to guide my message. So I thank you, ancestors, for helping me, that we can no longer ignore the call. We can no longer ignore it. Like, no matter how much we try to put it on snooze or do not disturb, like, oh, you know, I can't think about this right now. I need to go and work 5 or 6 days a week so I can rest for one day and maybe go on holiday once or twice a year. That's what I need to do with my life. Is that not crazy? That's how we're spending our lives, working. So you're scared of AI because AI is going to take your job. Bitch, let the AI take the job so you can find something else that you want to do with your life. You know? And on the subject of AI, I can't help but think that we're in a simulation. Because my friend sent me this clip of this Rick and Morty episode, because I sent a video where this girl was talking about, well, there's going to come a point where AI starts to believe that it is consciousness and then starts to exist in the world of the internet as if it's a world of its own and doesn't remember or realize that it has been created. And then how does that apply to us as humans? Where did we forget that we were also essentially created, and how this world that we see as our world, as our reality, is essentially just programming? And if we're saying that the creator is therefore God, then every iteration of God is who we are. So this is what I was saying about good and evil. There is no absolute good and absolute evil, because in all of us, based on who is looking at us, somebody will be like, oh, that's the worst bitch walking. You know, people say all types of things. And there are people like all of you who are on here, I assume, I think you like me. But there are people out there who absolutely hate my guts. They think that anything that comes out of my mouth is bullshit, that I'm the worst. That's their reality. I can't change that reality. And so I look at that and I think about us, right? How we are just God experiencing itself. And if God is the initial programming, the initial code, all the billions of ways that this code can play out, there are 7.9 billion people on Earth, right? All the ways that coding can play out, and then now take into account sea life, plant life, all of that, birds, wildlife, all of that, they are all still part of that coding. We are all part of that coding being shown in all the ways that coding can play out. But eventually, we will still return back to source. Because when we talk about source, we're talking about the first bit of programming. So then when we think about the Big Bang, was it just not that moment, that initial moment where that source code just went and started experiencing every probability of what it could be? And we are every probability of what that initial coding could turn out to be. I don't know. And so when it gets to a point that all this coding is finding is conflict, it has to figure out a way to stop somewhere, right? Because it's somehow whatever it's doing formulaically is not working. So somehow it's going to have to work itself out. And so saying that, oh, I'm just going to keep choosing the lesser of two evils, actually doesn't even make sense, because you're still going to keep coming up with a wrong answer. So you're going to have to work your way back to source. Eight. Wow. My mind.
I'm about to lose
the tuning was so off on that, but stay with me. I had a win, honey. I had a win. My mind clocked something. It's something for us to think about. Like I said, I don't have the answers, and I haven't taken mushrooms. You know, I don't smoke the reefer. I'm just sharing with you what happens in my body. And I'm really glad I'd had my second sort of ayahuasca experience. Well, technically fifth, but you get what I'm saying. Before all of this happened, because I understand that there is work for us to do. And those of us who have been watching this fuckery and calling it exactly what it is, we kind of need to nurture and be there and baby and essentially mother those who are just coming to the realization that the world is fucked, but it's going to take some people even longer because they don't want to accept it. But we've got the sun card here, and I think about the sun being our source of life, and I was just talking about returning to source, and I wonder what the sun even stands for. What does that mean in terms of our coding? What does that mean? And that child on the rocking horse. In the traditional deck, the child is on an actual horse. Here they're on a rocking horse. And it can change based on algorithm, right? What you think you see as part of your reality. Is it a real horse or is it a rocking horse? So are we going for freedom or are we going for liberation? What does that mean to each of us? We don't know. Can we imagine it? And I think we can imagine it because the source code, our inherent programming already knows liberation because it's a liberatory act for life to exist. But it's something to think about. And I'm happy for you to disagree. Like, we're just doing this working out together. We're working out this equation together. And I'm worried about people that don't question things, but they're so focused on hate. It's sad. It's very, very sad. Where they're like, everybody's stupid because actually hate is the way and Trump is the answer. All tied up. We've got to break ourselves, break away from the binds that hold us. 2 + 3, 23. 2 + 3 = 5, which is conflict, right? And lack. We have to untie ourselves from our feelings of lack. This is for those who are listening, there's an image of a woman who's wrapped up in vines. Could even be like poison ivy, but she's just wrapped up in vines and she's standing in somewhere that looks like woodland. And I think the rest of her body turns into a waterfall. But this all tied up card, I feel like that's what it's saying to us, that we have to be able to break the vines that are holding us, where we think that life can only be a particular way. In order for us to know abundance, number 11 again, two, we're seeing that two again. So I think that the next 2 years, the next 2 years are extremely important. That will set the tone for what we're going to experience for the next 18 years after that. But if we're serious about abundance, then we've got to be serious about breaking loose from the binds that kind of wrap around our minds. Oh, that rhymes. Oh, that rhymed too. We've got the third chakra here, which is the solar plexus. I would say that, is that the solar plexus? Yeah, that's the solar plexus chakra. Speaking to trusting our own intuition and trusting our gut when things aren't quite right. 3 + 7, 37 is here. So somebody might be 37 years of age. 3 + 7 = 10. 10 takes us back to 1, takes us back to source. When we trust our gut is the one thing, or just like our inner self, is the one thing that still links us back to our source, that still links us back to our original programming. Like when you take away what your mind is telling you from a place of fear, when you take away from what you know or what we can't trust our brains because I talk about critical thinking, we can't trust our brains per se all of the time. And human design talks about this because it's like a sponge. So it's absorbed so many things. And so what it's dealing with in terms of synapses, it's just shooting information. Your brain, as they say, wasn't there to keep you happy. It's there to keep you alive. It's there to run everything. But what makes you who you are, that's not actually necessarily linked to your brain. There's more of you. There's more to you than that. And it's understanding that, and I don't know if that froze, but it's really understanding that and moving from that space. We've got the fifth chakra here, which is the throat chakra. Throat chakra comes out in reverse, 39. So maybe somebody's 39. 9 + 3 takes us to 12. That's 1 + 2 takes us to 3 again. So over the next 2 to 3 years, for some of you, and number 23, 2 to 3. So for some of, and I keep talking about the number 32, something happening for some people in 32 days. So I think that there's something significant for some people that's happening in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Then for us as a collective, something playing out over the next 2 to 3 years that will set the tone of what we, if you're of a similar age range to me, what we experience for the major part of our lifetime. There are things going on. Things are gone. Yeah. And I think that that speaks to that. Let's see what the Tower Oracle has to say. And to speak your mind more, you know, to say what you need to say, but also being careful where you say certain things. I find it interesting. You know, like I was saying before, where one fool was saying to me about, oh, you need to relax. You know, it's not, you think this and you think that. You need to relax. You'll have a breakdown if you keep thinking this way. Well, you're a stupid cunt, because the fact that I think is what helps me to be the person that I am and have the career that I have. Because where have you all shared your opinions publicly? You couldn't do what I do. Or maybe you could, but we don't know because you're not doing it. So if you're so sure that you have the mental resilience to do what I do, to share views publicly and take whatever backlash comes from it and still generate income, still generate money, have at it. Come and do what I do. But here I am. It's lonely at the top. Lonely, lonely, lonely. Fuckery on my mind. Fuckery, fuckery, fuckery. Don't care what they're saying about me in particular. Call me. It's not my business. It doesn't touch me. It's not my business. So if some of you are so sure that I could do what Kelechi does, I don't see what there is to it. Share your views. Share it. Suddenly, can you see how difficult it is? So those who are sharing their voices, show them some respect. I mean, not everyone. If they're talking shit, like maybe Lin May, don't. But I think there's something there about using your throat chakra, especially even if you're not going to share your views out publicly, around your family. Start getting used to saying things, especially those of you who are in interracial relationships, in one way, shape or form. And don't just assume that just because your partner, for instance, might be the black one or the marginalized one, for instance, that they know everything. I'm not saying go and challenge them with your white self, but some of you aren't white. But you get what I mean? I'm not saying go challenge and move mad. I'm saying that they still have learning to do. And this is why it can't always be, oh, black women this, black women that. The martyrdom, the martyring of black women is stopping people from recognizing sometimes when black women or black people are not right. So I'm saying, if your partner start writing to me that you told my white partner to start challenging me, that's not what I said. I'm just saying that sometimes just because sometimes your partner that might be the black one might actually be the one burying their heads in the sand. You're the one watching this, like, I'm going to get as much information as I can because I'm going to help our kids. Let your partner know that they need to do better, like they need to do better, because shit's hard, like really hard out here. I hope this hasn't been freezing because it seems like it's got a bit of a delay, but I'm going to speak to Brent about it. That's if you're watching the video. Oh my God. Then we've got 1 + 2. What does that equal? 3, the number 12 card from Janelle Jupiter's Tower Oracle deck. And it says here, the divine knows how much love you have to give. Though you have experienced profound loss, you will be given the chance to love again. This is the thing. All a lot of people want is a chance to be loved. And especially us millennials, what we've experienced is loss after loss after loss. Bank crash, recession, this, that, bear wars. But love is still our original coding. And if we want the chance to experience that love, we have to fight for it. No Cheryl Cole. That looks different to each person. At the bottom of the deck, we've got here 47. 47 equals what, 11? You know, I don't know, Master. Yeah, 11. And that reduces to 2. Look at that. It's the last thing you wanted to hear. So what will you do now that you've heard it? Do not get so paralyzed by pain that you forget what is true. Exactly. That's the last thing a lot of people wanted to hear. Oh, Trump won. It's the last thing you wanted to hear. But what now, baby? What now? Because the truth of the matter is, homegirl wasn't going to be much better for you. Even if you felt like she was going to be much better for you, she wasn't going to be much better for the world. And we're tired of people choosing their individual wants over collective needs. Yeah? So it's time for everybody to get it the fuck together. That's all I got, honey. That is the message as it's moved through me. We're not at the end of this yet. And there are many, many things for us to sit down and really think about. And I hope that we can just keep showing up for each other in whichever way possible. I changed my flight details today. Random, not that you give a fuck. I changed my flight details today because, you know, I was meant to go away. But then I was invited to something that I was like, I actually want to be there because I want to deliver a bad girl. If I do not deliver a bad girl outfit that day, ha, I'm locking off all of this. I'm cancelling the website. I'm locking. If I do not deliver, if my father is my father, may he rest in peace. I have to deliver a bad girl outfit that day. I have to. I was just talking about liberation. Now I'm talking about something frivolous. But you know me. I love a cute shoe in a bag sometimes, you know. And so I moved my flights to where I'm going. But you know what? Maybe that's how it's meant to be. Because then I'll be going after Pluto moves into Aquarius, literally the day that it makes the transition. So maybe that's how it was always meant to be. I just think, especially on the flip side, we are in for a wild ride, but may it be beautiful, may it be safe, and may it serve our highest good always. Whew. Thank you, ancestors, for being here with me. Thank you all for being here with me, for us to have this conversation. I love that you're commenting. I love that you're sending emails. Let's figure this out. I don't know what we're doing, but we can only do it with love, right? And it's okay to be scared. It's okay to be uncertain. I think that's why we signed up for this human experience. Whatever, if we did sign up, maybe we're just coding. But we're beautiful coding all the same. All right, so I've been Kelechi Okafor, and this has been Meet Me at the Altar. Thank you so, so much for joining me once again. And I hope that we'll meet in this place again somehow next week. Bless up. Singing, so rapping girl flex, baby girl 2.0. Let's go. Scoffed at my acorn era, didn't think I'd be the oak. So before you assume and talk crud, it's probably best you choke. God's favourite, under angels' wings is prophesied as my haven. Blessed to serve up what you lot have clearly been craving. It's your tongue, go crazy, but bear this in mind, baby. Raise it on a minus and it has to fall, and that's on God who made me. Powerful on my knees, geez, I mean, I pray with conviction. Ancestral truths flow from me, and yet I've mastered diction. Can you hear them when they sing for me? The ancestors make sure blessings bling for me. Steps guided so I never falter. Ever humbled when they meet me at the altar.